Good afternoon, Kingdom citizens. I am Apostle Khadijah, KitKat Moments Revelations of Life Women's Ministry, where your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I pray that your day is blessed and that you are in good health. And the conversation continues. I want to share with you another Kingdom Nugget. One that I hope will encourage and inspire you to be all that you can be, all that Abba Father has called you to be. Especially in this time of the year, in the season of giving, people giving and receiving gifts. It can be a very hard time, especially for single mothers and for those who have been rejected and left to go through life on their own. To witness what seems like so much joy, and our lives seem to be filled with so much despair and uncertainty. Many of us have given ourselves for years, only to be cast out in a season where man is expressing a feeling of joy to the world. And we're thinking, not in my world. Not in my world of broken promises and despair and hopelessness. We feel like we've been overlooked and rejected in situations that were not creations of our own. We are left wondering if anyone sees our struggle. Well, let me share with you a Bible story, one about Hagar. Hagar was a sister who knew pain and knew the struggle. Her story is complicated. She's an Egyptian slave girl, sold into slavery, possibly by her family, and enters the spirit of rejection. She was sold to be the maidservant of Sarai, who was married to Abram. And her story can be found in Genesis chapter 16 and chapter 21, and even a little bit in chapter 25. So after hearing Hagar's story, many of us may see her as a kindred spirit. This young Egyptian slave who had been taken from her homeland finds herself in the midst of foreigners living with nomadic people. But I want to stop there because I want to give you the definition of a few words. First of all, kindred spirit. A kindred spirit is a person whose interests, experiences, and situations are similar to our own. And a nomadic people are people who wander from place to place, such as the Maasai and the Cushi people of Africa. Okay, now back to the narrative. As I said, Hagar, a young Egyptian girl, living in a land that is not her own, in the midst of nomadic people who carry everything they own everywhere they go. She was the maidservant of Sarai, Abram's beautiful wife. Sarai was so beautiful that on two occasions, Abram had Sarai, his wife, say that she was his sister. And it's right there in Genesis chapter 12, and even again in Genesis chapter 20, because he feared for his life. But yet at an old age, she was still childless. The scriptures say that Abram was 86 years old and Sarai was 76 years old. And Sarai had not bore him an heir to his vast fortune. So Hagar was forced to give her body to her master, Abram, an act that her mistress, Sarai, initiated. And once Hagar obeyed and became pregnant, she was rejected and scorned. Sarai's mistreatment of the pregnant Hagar forced her to run away. She fled into the desert where Abba Father sent his angel to meet her. The angel told Hagar to return to Sarai, but he didn't tell her to return before he gave her a promise from God. that her son would be a great nation. She was amazed that God had even seen her despair and that was even concerned about what she was going through. And she was filled with so much hope that she returned to her mistress and gave birth to a son, naming him Ishmael. Ishmael means God hears. But I want to press rewind a little bit because Sarah had a promise from God also that she would give birth to a son. And in time, God graced her and Abraham with her son Isaac. But before Isaac was born, God changed Sarah's name to Sarah and Abram's name to Abraham. However, after Isaac was born, Sarah saw Hagar's son Ishmael as a threat to Isaac's position as heir to Abraham's vast fortune. And she forced Abraham to send Hagar and her son away with little or no provision. And when the water ran out and the food ran out, Hagar found herself once again in the desert, this time with her son. So she set afar off so that she would not have to witness his death from starvation. But again, Jehovah heard her cry, and he sent his angel to come and reassure her that his plan was still intact for her. And also he revealed a well where there was drinking water to refresh her and renew her and redirect her. And Ishmael grew up to be strong and powerful and the founder of the Arab nations. We can find that in Genesis 21 and in Genesis 25. Because even though her promise was delayed, it was not denied. And this should be great encouragement to us, especially single mothers and widows and orphans without support. The scriptures didn't say how our Father did it, but we know that we serve a God that is a provider. He heard Sarah's cry, and even though the way that went may have been hard, he still is a way maker. Now, all of us can relate to Hagar today. Many have experienced estrangement, or husbands that left us, whether through death or just walking out on their responsibilities. And we have been left with the job of raising children without proper support. And we've had many hardships and disappointments and hopelessness and grief and despair. But we've survived. Know that regardless of our situations, our social status, or how many times we've been knocked down, battered, beaten by life, God cares, he sees, and he will provide for us. It may not be what we want, it may not be when we want, but it's always on time. So let us reflect on the times when God was there, even though we didn't know or we couldn't trace his hand, and how he refreshed and restored us. And then let us consider sharing those testimonies with someone who really needs to hear it, because others are delivered by the words of our testimony. Again, I'm Apostle Khadijah, KCAP Moments, Revelations of Life, Women's Ministry. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I love you with the love of Christ. I promise you, there is nothing that you can do about it. And you have a God fantastic rest of your week. Shalom. Good morning, Khadijah here, KCAT Moments, Revelations of Life, Your Decisions Determine Your Destiny. I just wanted to drop in, one, to thank you for listening to our podcast, but also I wanted to stop in to invite you to Facebook Live every Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for In Plain Sight. We are dissecting the word. We are traveling the pathway of truth. We are understanding who we are and whose we are, and we are taking authority, dominion, and power over what God says belongs to us here on this earth, because we are the people of the book. So again, Sunday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Facebook Live. Join me for In Plain Sight. And you have a God-fantastic rest of your week. Shalom.